This podcast is brought to you by Skin DH from Biotech Research. This cream really works. Skin DH is perfect if you don't like the cost of Botox or having needles put in your face. Go to biotechresearch.com and use code HOWIE50 for $50 off and free shipping.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston. You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. I am so excited to be here today. We are at Scally's in West Yarmouth on the Cape, and it's the perfect day to come to say hi, to grab some lunch, and Howie will be here very soon. You can also sign the petition to stop illegal aliens from getting driver's licenses, which I know is a great reason to get here as well. We obviously have plenty to talk about today. A lot broke in the last 24 hours, and we are going to get into it. If you want to weigh in, if you want to call into the Grace Curley Show, the number is 844-500-4242. Again, we're here at Scally's in West Yarmouth. You can come on by and say hello. The number is 844-500-4242. And the first hour is really for the callers today. I love to hear what people are thinking. I already see some people are dying to get on the lines here. We are going to go to you and get your take on all of this because I'm curious where people's minds are at. As yesterday, we got word from Attorney General Merrick Garland. He spoke to the press briefly, and he confirmed a few things. He confirmed that he knew about the raid. In other words, Newsweek's piece was debunked. It was debunked. And he also played the smallest violin for the FBI. You know, he doesn't like that the FBI's reputation is being called into question. How dare we treat the FBI unfairly? So much unfounded criticism for this group of wonderful, honest, upstanding citizens. And he reminded us that we are not allowed to disparage the FBI because they have a sterling reputation, in case you didn't know, because of their A-plus handling of Richard Jewell or their wonderful job with the USA Olympic gymnast claims against Larry Nassar or the red flag warnings about the Parkland shooter or the warnings about the Boston Marathon bombers or, you know, their continued push of the Russian collusion hoax. But besides that, leave them alone. They're doing a great job. So after this big speech about integrity and how we can trust the FBI, it's not political. There's no political overtones here. He signed off on this because there was purpose behind this warrant. There was a reason to go in. And so after telling us all of that, a few minutes go by, and wouldn't you know, the leaks start coming out. And there's a leak in the Washington Post that, according to sources familiar with this, Donald Trump has nuclear codes at Mar-a-Lago, which is what prompted the FBI raid. And I will call it a raid. I know there's a little bit of back and forth about whether or not we're allowed to call it that.
Joe Scarborough, dare you?
Stephanie Ruhle, they're all trying to convince me not to call it that. I'm going to call it that, just like I'm going to call it inflation, just like I'm going to call a woman a woman, just like I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going into this language dispute with them. It was a raid. You knew it was a raid. Now, I have a few questions. The first question is, they knew what they were looking for. They're looking for these top secret documents that apparently Trump has had for 18 months now since he left the White House. He's got these, I'm just playing out the hypothetical. He's got these nuclear codes. And so they go in to get the nuclear codes. It takes them 9 hours. They thought the nuclear codes, now again, I'm playing this out as if this were true. Did they think the nuclear codes were in Melania's ball gowns? Did they think that she had them in her underwear drawer? I'm confused why we had to spend 9 hours cracking open safes and going through all these boxes if we already knew where they were and we knew what we were looking for.
They'll never suspect to look here, Melania. This is a perfect hiding spot.
Yeah, he's really, again, this is when we get into Taylor, the conversations about, is he a moron? Is he the biggest moron that ever lived who can't drink water correctly and can't walk down a ramp? Or is he Lex Luthor? Is he the most brilliant criminal mastermind that has ever walked the planet? And there was so many great tweets this morning, and I took Howie's advice a few months ago, and I laid off Twitter a little bit because it's hard to sometimes describe what's going on in that terrible, terrible place online. But today was a day where you wanted to be on it. And somebody said they said Trump was guilty 6 years ago, and they've spent every day since trying to find the crime. And I thought, it's very true. I mean, no one, I was watching Lara Trump on Fox News. No one has been persecuted as much as this guy. Now, I should add this in. I never, ever, ever say never. Who knows? Have they promised bombshells before and have they all turned out to be duds? Yes. But could this be the one? Could this be the thing? I guess it could be. But I think at this point the FBI has ruined their reputation to such a degree that no one would believe it anyway. I will promise people this, though. If they come forward with something that is so undeniably awful that Trump did or that Trump had, and there's no way I can defend it, I'm going to promise the media something big. I will back Ron DeSantis if that is the case. That is my, it's a win-win for everybody, okay? But until I see it with my own eyes, I am not going to believe it. And so now they're saying they're going to release this later on today. They're going to release the warrant. Trump came out and said this is a hoax. He said, you know, this is like every other hoax that has happened in the last few years. And
This entire search to bring down Trump in some form or fashion is just like a giant season of finding Bigfoot. They always come so close, but they never can come up with the goods.
Yeah, but Taylor, my question here is, and I would love to know what you think, because I've brought this up to other people. If they say he has nuclear documents, and let me add this in too, because this is something that a lot of people have been pointing out today. If they bring forward a document, okay, and they say, oh, look it, this is the document that we needed to go in there for. Because as Taylor pointed out earlier today to me, they were using the National Archives as like the pretext to go in. So is the National Archives concerned about the nuclear documents? Because I would think that would fall to somebody else. But fine. Let's say they find the big piece of paper that unlocks this whole thing and makes it so that Trump can't run for president in 2024. You know what's going to happen, right? You know the word we're all going to hear over and over again the second they get that document.
Indictment?
Redacted.
Oh, redacted.
Redacted. It's going to be all blacked out. Oh, we can't show you that. You can trust us. Take our word for it that he had nuclear codes, which, by the way, I'm pretty sure they change those up every once in a while. But you can take our word for it that he had nuclear codes. We just can't show you the document because of course, you know, security reasons.
So are these sources saying that he has nuclear codes or just documents containing declassified nuclear information?
I'm so glad you asked. The wording was related to nuclear something. Related to, which gives them a lot of wiggle room. That's very vague to say related to. He could have a letter from Kim Jong-un and you could claim that it's related to nuclear codes. When you really think about it, Taylor.
Maybe this was a better poll question for today. What's more dangerous, Trump in possession of classified nuclear documents or giving Iran the legitimacy of becoming a nuclear power?
Well, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. Because one of those was mapped out by Ben Rhodes, and he's one of the best and brightest. So I trust Ben Rhodes. He's not like the others. Taylor, another thing I want to add in case people haven't been following this, there's more information coming out now about this Whitmer trial. And I've been following Julie Kelly. For people who don't know, she's a writer. She writes for American Greatness. And I want to read you this. And we're going to talk about so many things today. Alex Berenson, he found out that the White House was actually pressuring Twitter to kick him off the social media platform. And that's insane. And I have the messages from his lawsuit, so we'll get into that. We're also going to get into Dr. Fauci being the biggest narcissist that has ever walked the face of the planet. We have so much to talk about. But first, I want to read you this thread. This is about the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping that the FBI not only planned, but they also helped solve. They're really amazing. They can plan kidnappings and they can solve them all by dinner time. So here's this thread. This is Julie Kelly. She says, back to the Whitmer trial. DOJ is questioning Mark Schwears, an FBI undercover agent deployed to operation in June 2020. He reached out to Adam Fox. Remember that name, Adam Fox, the alleged ringleader of the kidnapping, on Wire and said he was like-minded about anti-lockdown posts. Fox invited FBI agent Mark to vacuum repair shop where Fox lived in basement with no running water or toilet. FBI agent Mark recorded conversation with Fox in June of 2020 in basement as Fox smoked marijuana. FBI agent Mark says Fox recruited him to his mission and to attend training exercises in Wisconsin. I'm going to skip down here. DOJ now discussing intro of another undercover FBI agent who went by the name Red. He's the explosives expert who tried to convince the group to buy material from him. Now talking about surveillance trip to Whitmer Cottage, alleged scene of kidnapping. Three trucks go to Elk Rapids, all driven by FBI assets. Truck carrying Barry Croft and Adam Fox has two FBI informants and one FBI undercover agent. So they find, what, two or three nuts? And then they use them, and they're outnumbered by FBI guys. So this is really an FBI plot, but they're just with the help of some co-conspirators who happen to be people who live in basements with no running water. It's insane to me. And this is all happening at the same time that Merrick Garland's telling us that we can't question the integrity of the FBI. You can't make this stuff up. 844-500-4242. Well, they try to make stuff up, but you can't really make out that's going to be this good. When we come back, we'll take your calls on this. We have a lot to talk about today. Like I mentioned, the FBI is in the news, but we also have amazing cuts from Dr. Fauci. We have a really great cut from Karine Jean-Pierre pulling a Nancy Pelosi and some new information about the New York Times. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more. Skin DH sold out in minutes during last week's Cheap Bastard deal with Howie, but for 1 week only, Biotech Research, a sister company of Eden Pure, is giving $50 off with code GRACE50. This cream really works. I've had dark circles under my eyes for years, but within minutes, the darkness was incredibly diminished. Howie used it for the bags under his eyes, and it worked for him too. Skin DH is perfect if you don't like the cost of Botox or having needles put in your face. Skin DH uses a peptide that mimics a crucial protein found in the Botox formula that is responsible for activating muscle contraction. This tightens and smooths wrinkles, giving you a more youthful appearance. Get Skin DH for $50 less than the regular price of $99. For that special occasion or just a night out, Skin DH gives your face the pick-me-up that you've been looking for. It's so powerful that family and friends will notice a big change in your appearance and they'll want to know your secret. This special is for 1 week only, so go to biotechresearch.com and use code GRACE50. That's biotechresearch.com, code GRACE50 to save $50 off their regular price of $99. Shipping is free. The number is 844-500-4242. Taking calls for the rest of the hour, so get on the line now. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley is your perfect lunch date.
Bread, $2 extra.
$2, but everyone in front of me got free bread.
You want bread?
Yes, please.
$3!
What?
No soup for you!
This is The Grace Curley Show.
That story in The Washington Post, it really does add to what we know about the urgency of this search, saying that there was a search to locate classified documents related to nuclear weapons. But that even comes upon information that we at CNN were able to confirm as well yesterday, that when those 15 boxes had been removed earlier this year by the National Archives, inside of them, there was special access program material, or SAP material is what it's called. That is highly secretive, and it controls who can even access it. So, and that really, too, can also include include people who have access to nuclear information.
Was anyone on CNN this concerned when Hillary Clinton had, you know, a server in her bathroom and she was getting SAP information? Or is SAP only concerning if it's coming from a Republican? It's so crazy to me. And also, something I want to add in is either way, if he has these nuclear codes or if he doesn't, or if they come out with some redacted paper that I'm supposed to be amazed by, either way, why did it take the FBI 18 months to figure this out? They were there in June going through these boxes. He stopped by to say hello. And they didn't grab it then. They waited until now. What I think, if I just was going to guess, is that they got over their skis. They had no idea how overtly political this was going to look. They had no idea how the American people could smell this from a mile away. And now they're panicking. Now they're panicking. They're trying to backtrack. I would love to know what you guys think of it. It's 844-500-4242. We're here at Scally's in West Yarmouth. You can come on by and say hello. Let's go to Bill. You're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Bill.
Hi, Grace. How you doing this afternoon?
Good. What's going on?
Well, I have a question. You know, I have a safe at home, and I have personal papers in there and financial documents, all kinds of things. And you're telling me that he had nothing in his safe down in there in his residence in Mar-a-Lago.
So if no, I'm not,
any
I'm not
kind
telling
of classified
you.
Material or personal things, you'd think they would be in a safe.
Yeah, I think he probably had things in the safe, but they didn't want anything in there. They cracked it open, and it wasn't what they wanted. So I don't know if it was like passports or what. That's what I keep in my safe. But it wasn't what they were looking for. It wasn't the smoking gun, Bill. That goes without saying. And I want to play a little bit more of Attorney General Merrick Garland yesterday, because I think he gave away a lot. He admitted that he did personally sign off on this. Now, Newsweek had told us yesterday that Garland was basically Sergeant Schultz, that he knew nothing about it, that it was Christopher Wray. And I took that as the media trying to distance Merrick Garland from this raid. But he came out and he said the opposite. He said, no, I knew about it. So that means whatever sources Newsweek's talking to were about as reliable as you'd expect sources that Newsweek is talking to be. But now we're supposed to believe these sources that are talking to the Washington Post. I don't know who I trust more in that situation. Sources talking to Newsweek or sources talking to the Washington Post.
Were these human sources?
That's also a good question, because that Willow the Cat, Taylor, she can't keep her yap shut. So that's also a possibility. But let's have Merrick Garland. He's explaining how he was overseeing all of this, because he's a hands-on kind of guy. Let's have cut four, please.
First, I personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. Second, the department does not take such a decision lightly. Where possible, it is standard practice to seek less intrusive means as an alternative to a search, and to narrowly scope any search that is undertaken. Third, let me address recent unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and Justice Department agents and prosecutors.
Can I pause there? I hate to interrupt him, because I'm sure he has, you know, such wonderful points to make. But I love how thin-skinned everybody is. Like, when you really think about the amount of investigations, the amount of millions of dollars they've spent trying to destroy Donald Trump, and how he gets up every day and is like, let's go, bring it on. And then the FBI, who has screw up after screw up after screw up, they get a little bit of blowback on Twitter and they have to come out and say, whoa, 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 whoa. You're hurting our feelings. We're doing a really good job. I don't know why you guys are all, you know, so critical of what's happening here. It really blows my mind that they have a lot of cojones to come out and say that. And of course, before he leaks anything to the Washington Post, he has to let us know that he can't answer any questions. Cut five.
Thank you all for your questions. But as I said, this is all I can say at this time.
This is all I can say at this time, unless you work for the Washington Post. Then meet me over there in the other room, and I'll... I'll get you some leaks ASAP. 844-500-4242. We are at Scally's in West Yarmouth. We have a great show planned. We have a lot of stuff to get to that actually goes beyond the FBI raid. We are waiting for that warrant, but until then, we've got Dr. Fauci, we've got Alex Berenson in the news, and Joe Biden, meanwhile, is on vacation at a $20 million mansion. Must be nice. We'll be right back.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. We are at Scally's in West Yarmouth, and you can feel free to come on by and say hello. I did promise that we were going to do a spam taste test, and I forgot to pick up the spam. So if you're coming and you want to bring one can of spam, that would be appreciated. But otherwise, only one person should bring it. I don't want like 15 cans of spam at the table because I'm going to have a tiny bite.
Now it's either everybody's going to bring it or nobody's going to bring it.
I know. I'm just hoping that one person will say, it's me, it's my job. I feel compelled. But everyone else, don't worry about it. All right, we are going to talk about this raid. We are going to talk about what you think it is. It kind of has to do with our poll question. The number, if you want to weigh in, is 844-500-4242. I just want to mention that the White House privately demanded that Twitter ban Alex Berenson. He has a Substack about this. If you're not familiar with Alex Berenson, he's asked a lot of questions about the vaccines and what they do and whether or not they're good for people, especially younger people. He focuses on that a lot. And there was a back and forth between the White House and a Twitter employee, and he has the Slack messages, which is like the, you know, the messaging system a lot of these companies use. We will get to that in a little bit, and it's pretty unbelievable. 844-500-4242. Dave, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's going on?
You know, I think it's pretty funny that Trump and all of his, like, criminal cohorts, they're all a bunch of talk up until the point when they get in front of a judge, and then they shut up. You know, Steve Bannon, he's going to break the case wide open. Then it comes to trial, and he doesn't say anything. Let's see, the Kraken lawyer, right? She's going to release the Kraken. And then
I do say, Dave, that in the case of those lawyers, I'm going to give you that one because that actually really ticked me off. You shouldn't say you have something if you don't have anything. But as far as this goes, I mean, I could throw it back to you and say, how many times has the FBI told us they had something? How many times have the Democrats told us they had something? And they haven't had anything. Now, I will acknowledge that if they have something here, if they have something, then I will come on here and I'll tell you about it. But I don't really want to go down that road right now because I'm not arguing with you on that. You know, they said they were going to release the Kraken. They got people all riled up and they had nothing really. So 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, Dave. Joe and Hunter Biden staying for free at a $20 million South Carolina mansion. Must be nice.
What discount code did they use on Airbnb?
They use discount code GRACE, and that's how they got this done. No, it's actually, you're not going to believe this, Taylor, but it's a Democratic donor, Maria Alwyn, and she let them, they asked her if they could stay at her 9-bedroom Kiowa Island estate. I wish I knew some Democrat donors so I could just call up and say, hey, I'm going on this vacation. Do you think I could use the pad for a little bit? I've got my son Hunter with me. He's a real stand-up guy. You have nothing to worry about as far as the property goes. I hope she got like a safety deposit or something, you know, something down pat, because that guy's been known to tear some places up. I don't know if he has the laptop with him. I don't know if he's going to be taking photos, but that could be a crazy vacation. In other news, though, we do have a lot to talk about as far as this Alex Berenson thing goes. If you're not familiar, I just gave you a little bit of a sneak peek of Alex Berenson. He was on Twitter for a long time, and a lot of people who were very interested in vaccines and asking questions about vaccines, which you're not allowed to do, no longer okay to ask any questions. To question the medical community could get you thrown in jail. So Alex Berenson's on Twitter. He has a Substack, and he would write all sorts of things about vaccines. He would cite studies. Some people agreed with him. Some people disagreed with him, but he was on there. And he was getting a lot of pushback from liberals who thought that, you know, you're questioning Dr. Fauci, who is the science, and that's not allowed. Well, according to Alex Berenson's Substack and a lawsuit that he filed against Twitter, Andrew Slavitt, who's the senior advisor to President Biden's COVID response team, complained specifically about Alex Berenson, according to a Twitter employee in another Slack conversation discussing the White House meeting. So this is what the employee wrote. They really wanted to know about Alex Berenson. The employee from Twitter is talking about a meeting he had at the White House. Okay? Everything's on the level. You have nothing to worry about. But this is what he has to say. They really wanted to know about Alex Berenson. Andy Slavitt suggested that they had seen data visualization that had showed he was the epicenter of disinfo that radiated outwards toward the persuadable public. In other words, we don't like what he's saying, and we think that he is our biggest threat as far as, you know, pushing the right narrative out there to people. According to an interview he gave to the Washington Post in June 2021, Slavitt worked directly with the most powerful officials in the federal government. So unlike times where they get Trump people with something, this is not a coffee guy. This is not an errand person. This is someone who's very high up with officials. The Slack conversations also show the pressure Twitter employees felt internally to respond to the government's questions about whether the company was doing enough to suppress misinformation about COVID and the vaccines. An employee writes that the questions of the meeting were pointed, but mercifully, we had answers. At the time, employees said internally they did not believe I had broken the company's rules. This is Alex Berenson. I've taken a pretty close look at his account, and I don't think any of it is in violation. But the pressure on Twitter to take action against me and other vaccine skeptics steadily increased after that April meeting, and especially in July and August, as the government began to consider the unprecedented step of mandating COVID vaccines for adults. So does everyone remember this time period? It was like around July of 2021, where Biden was going out and he was talking about how anyone who questions this stuff is killing people. That was the kind of rhetoric he was using, that you're killing people. If you ask questions, remember you were in school, and you'd ask a question, and you'd be like, well, this is kind of a dumb question. And the teacher would say, there's no such thing as stupid questions. Now there's such thing as stupid questions, and there's such thing as dangerous questions. If you ask something, and Joe Biden doesn't like it, he might accuse you of killing people.
You may have heard, I never get myself in trouble, as you know, politically, but you may have heard that I was critical of some of the things that are on Facebook. And it was, I was attacking Facebook. I wasn't attacking Facebook. There was a report out saying that for that something like 45% of the overwhelming disinformation on Facebook comes from 12 individuals. Yep. I said, they're killing people. Those 12 individuals, that misinformation is going to kill people. Not a joke. Not a joke.
Now, I hate to be nitpicky here, but we're supposed to believe that if you run a Twitter account and you write about vaccine skepticism, that you're killing people, according to the president. But what about the 13 U.S. service members who died due to Joe Biden's botched withdrawal from Afghanistan? Never mentions those. Never mentions those people. Never mentions the righteous drone strike that took out all those civilians and children. But if you have a Twitter account and you're tweeting about vaccines, you're the one who's killing people. This is how he operates. So Alex Berenson said barely 4 months after the meeting where Joe Biden's White House is pressuring Twitter to take him off of Twitter, guess what happened? Twitter banned him for a tweet that it now acknowledges should have not led to his suspension. And he settled with them, and he ended up, you know, if you settle with Twitter, I'm assuming he's doing okay now. But it's just, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And I love this. I want to play this cut of Dr. Fauci because I had this 2 days ago, but because of the stuff with the raid, I got a little distracted and I didn't end up playing it. And it's really crazy because every time I think this guy can't get any more narcissistic, he does. Do we have this cut, Taylor, of Dr. Fauci? Where he refers to himself as... What does he say?
It's called the Fauci effect, which is sort of like, you know, as, trust me, I don't get excited about that. I mean, it's nice, but I mean, it's People go to medical school now. People are interested in science, not because of me, because most people don't know me, who I am. My friends know me, my wife knows me, but people don't know me. It's what I symbolize. And what I symbolize in an era of the normalization of untruths and lies and all the things you're seeing going on in society from January 6th to everything else that goes on, people, the craving for consistency, for integrity, for truth, and for people caring about people.
Do you think Fauci symbolizes truth and people caring about people? Are we really supposed to believe that? The Fauci effect? You know what I think the Fauci effect is? I think the Fauci effect is why the CDC has like a lower approval rating than Congress. I think it's why no one trusts any institutions anymore. That's the Fauci effect. And it's amazing what he's been able to do. It's amazing how much damage he's done to the medical community in such a short amount of time. That's the Fauci effect. Nobody listens to the WHO or the CDC or the NIH anymore. You see something today, I see this thing about the CDC, and let me find exactly what it is, because I don't want to be accused of misinformation lest I be deleted off of Twitter. But the CDC has new guidelines, okay? For like, what is this, the 400th time we've gotten new guidelines? New COVID-19 guidance from the CDC focuses on individual decisions. Oh, 2 years later, damn. Those who are exposed to the virus are no longer required to quarantine. So that's all gone now. You don't have to quarantine. Unvaccinated people now have the same guidance as vaccinated people. Oh, nice. That's great. Students can stay in class after being exposed to the virus. In other words, it's over. Everything goes back to normal. And I'm supposed to be listening to the CDC because Dr. Fauci is the symbol of truth
so
in
Joe
our society.
Biden, Joe Biden had to quarantine twice, and he said, this is BS, man. We got to change this. And they did.
He kept getting those negative or those positive test results, and he like probably called up Walensky and said, hey, we need to fix this. But Taylor, since we're talking about these government agencies and these health agencies, I want to read you a headline I saw today, because I haven't really talked a lot about monkeypox on my show.
Well, why would you?
Yeah, I mean, it just hasn't come up naturally. But I did see a headline that made me think, I'm going to talk about monkeypox today. And here's the headline. The WHO, which, not the band, the World Health Organization, WHO is warning people not to attack monkeys amid monkeypox outbreak.
Oh, no.
Now, this is a little bit like, I have higher expectations for all of us. I would really hope that most people do not need to be warned not to attack monkeys during the monkeypox outbreak.
Has there been a spate of anti-monkey hate crimes going around?
Funny you should ask. At least 10 monkeys in Brazil, a combination of different kinds of monkeys, were rescued showing signs of intoxication or having been harmed. So people are upset about monkeypox, so they're getting monkeys drunk? Am I missing something here? I don't get this. The WHO declared monkeypox a public health emergency of international concern last month. What people need to know is that the transmission we are seeing is happening between humans, the WHO spokesperson Dr. Margaret Harris said Tuesday at a press briefing. So you heard it here first. We're always the ones to give you the most up-to-date medical information. I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
I stopped to look at the monkeys when all of a sudden I am hit in the face with a banana peel. I turn and look, and there is this monkey really laughing it up. Someone tells me that he did it. Well, I pick up the banana peel, and I wait for that monkey to turn around, and then I let him have it.
fun fact, that's one of my mom's favorite episodes of Seinfeld, is Kramer versus the monkey. But don't attack the monkeys. It's not their fault. 844-500-4242. We are at Scally's in West Yarmouth. You can come on by. Howie is here, so you will be able to see Howie Carr. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. It looks like history is repeating itself. Today, Biden's economy is mirroring that of Jimmy Carter. The parallels are uncanny. Under Carter, both the stock market and the dollar lost more than half their value. The price of oil quadrupled, the economy tanked, and inflation ran rampant. Those who owned precious metals in the 1970s saw the value of gold rise over 1,300%. The big difference between Carter and Biden was Carter wasn't trying to legislate the taxing of retirement accounts, merging them with Social Security, or replacing the dollar bill with digital money as Democrats are attempting to do today. What we're seeing is a once-in-every-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold as high as $5,000. A network analyst predicts $15,000 in just 3 years. Monetary gold is rated a top five with the BBB for 22 years, and my listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. Call 888-617-7994 and ask for their free guide. Again, that's 888-617-7994 or visit them at monetarygold.com/grace. That's monetarygold.com/grace. 844-500-4242. We'll be back with more of your calls and more sound. I want to play a little bit of Nancy Pelosi because we got some information on her son who was with her on that trip to Taiwan. Don't go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
Was I wearing a tiara when I came in here? Because if you happen upon it, will you have Lady Pennyface retrieve it and send it post hence?
She's the epitome of class, style, and sophistication. She's Grace Curley.
It's a monkey, Kramer.
Well, he pushed my buttons. I couldn't help it, Jerry.
Well, I still think it's wrong.
All right, fine. You take the monkey's side. All right, go ahead.
I'm not taking anyone's side.
Well, I know what happened, Jerry.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. The big news of the day is the nuclear codes. Something nuclear related is in Mar-a-Lago, or at least that's according to the feds that had to raid it for what are we up to now? Was it 9 hours they were in there going through Melania's closet, cracking open Trump's safe? I hope they found whatever they were looking for at this point. I guess we'll find out later today. Today's poll question is brought to you by Cayenne's Appliance in Plymouth, Massachusetts. Visit them this Saturday and Sunday for tax-free weekend. They're located at 96 Long Pond Road in Plymouth. Taylor, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
I will be at Cayenne's Appliance tomorrow morning getting my new grill, so it's going to be a good time. The poll question today is, do you believe the narrative that Trump was in possession of classified nuclear documents?
No, I don't. I believe that we're going to get something that's like a redacted document that I'm supposed to believe. And if I'm wrong, then I'm wrong and I'll admit it. But no, I don't right now.
78% say they don't believe it either.
And I have big news. I have big news, Taylor. This is actually breaking news. Can I get the da-da-da? A listener just showed up at Scally's in West Yarmouth, where you can come see us until 6 o'clock. And she brought me a can of classic Spam. And for that, we thank you. You get our Profiles and Courage Award of the Day. But this is also important because I want to tell everyone else, do not bring Spam. If you were thinking about bringing it, if you heard our call and our plea, do not bring it. We have it. We'll do a taste test. We don't need any more. We're all good on Spam. But thank you to the listener. We really appreciate it. 844-500-4242. I want to play just a few more of these sound cuts, Taylor, if we could. Can I get cut 11? This is Caitlin Polentz on CNN.
This urgency, filling out this timeline of what was being sought there, we are seeing quite a lot of need if indeed there were nuclear-related documents in these boxes for the Justice Department to go in this week. And of course, we're waiting to see exactly what the court filings will reveal if they will get into that level of specificity.
That's the big if. is if they're there. And actually, Alice Stewart on CNN, she had a really good point about, you know, how high the stakes are now for the FBI. Can I get a little bit of cut 20, Taylor, before we go?
We understand that DOJ has information they need to withhold, but it's really hard to look at what happened yesterday as anything short of an overreach by the federal authorities and potential political persecution.
And that's on CNN. 844-500-4242. Come visit us at Scally's in West Yarmouth. We've got Libby Emmons coming up next and a spam taste test. Don't go anywhere.